And so those were agricultural lands, then they ran animals on that, and they farmed. So when we moved across the street when we were newly married on part of the ranch land. So none of that aggregate, none of that was there.
For the last 40 years?
No. When we moved there, it was not there. Okay. There were no operations.
In the last 40 years?
40 years ago, when we moved there, there were no operations. The operations across the way started in about 87. So we'd already been there many years.
Okay, so you've been living with it for 30-some years.
Yeah.
Okay, for 30-some years, and I believe this extension is...
For four more
requesting
years.
...requesting to operate as is, as yes. You've been living with for 30 years.
Yes.
They are asking to continue doing that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and yeah. And so I think I stated that our concern is that it's just moving towards the other.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but we're
but yeah, I understand that. What you're saying, and I agree.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anyone else to speak in opposition of this application?
My name is Gary Warner. My address is 15264 Mesa View Avenue, which is in the Riverview community, right across the street from the quarry. I was originally going to continue on Mr. Bimbera's remarks, but I think that was covered. But I have some of my own. And first of all, we understand that the jobs are important, the resources that CMEX provides. You know, my families are contractors, concrete contractors. We get all that. My concern is what's being missed here is, yes, they've had an operational permit for 109 years, but they have not been mining that specific spot for 109 years, they move from location to location after they drain the resources from that. And I moved into that community in 2019, and they weren't too far along in that process, and the change that has occurred in just 4 years of me being there has been astounding. You know, from what it looked like when I moved in to what it looks like now, they can do a lot in 4 years. The resource is important, but there's other locations for it. So my view is maybe there's time to be looking for other locations that can continue to provide that resource. We're not saying get rid of the jobs. We're just saying that location has limited resources, and you can only drain it so much. And they know that because they move from location to location over their 109-year permit. The other thing I look at is this process feels flawed in favor of the company and against the public. As they state, they have years to work on their side, you know, 7 years to work on a project. We get notification. We have a couple weeks to respond. They have professional attorneys. They have professional companies that can, make their argument. We don't even have time to look for counsel. So, you know, something to consider is instead of the four-year request that they're asking for is the 1 year that the county, asked would at least allow us to maybe generate our side a little bit better. My personal opinion is I don't know why they continue to need more. They've known about this for a long time. I want to, kind of just wrap up, and say that I also had a response that was submitted and never made it to the staff report. So I'd like to hand that in now. Okay. Thank you.
Which response is that? We did have one from Venus Warner. Was that?
That was a separate response.
Separate response.
Yes.
Your wife.
Correct.
While they're making copies, I'd like to ask: can you summarize what's in that letter?
Yeah, it was specifically more towards the water concerns. When I first got the notice that there was going to be the expansion for the 100 years, I called a good friend of mine who was the former manager of the the Fresno Metropolitan Water District, Doug Harrison, and I asked him if I should be concerned. And his response to me was, you should be very concerned. I'm going to come out. He was actually going out to Vegas. He lives in Texas now. He drove out personally and looked at the site. And then he raised some issues here that said, hey, these are some of the things that need to be addressed and be looked at. Now, I acknowledge most of them would be more related to being doing drilling in the proximity of the San Joaquin River. But he also talked about the impact on local wells, cones of depression, stuff way above my pay grade, since I'm not a water expert, but he was raising those concerns, and he is a water expert. Some of you may know him. He worked for Fresno Metropolitan Flood Control for a long time, went out to Washington, D.C. To talk in front of the House of Representatives on Katrina. He is considered to be an expert. He knows water. So that's the, you know, the questions that he brought up, and that was the summary in there.
Okay, thank you.
I have a question.
Oh, one question.
Mr. Warner, when you moved in 3 years ago, was there, did you get the impression that it was going to be wrapping up? Did anybody say this to you when they sold you that property?
No, nobody said that to me, but take that back. Somebody did say that there was a permit for the quarry that was going to end in a few years. And when I moved in there across the street, there it really didn't look like it looks like now. And that's my concern about the four-year extension is the 4 years that I've lived there, it has changed dramatically. So I can only imagine what four more years can do. If it's the best option, it's the best option. But I feel like our side, you know, given short notice, doesn't have time to respond. We don't have attorneys. We don't have professional staff. We get notices in the mail 2 weeks before saying, hey, submit your response.
But right now they're just asking to go on as they are, just what you've been living next to.
Doing as they are. But the change that I'm concerned about is what's happened over the last 4 years, and it's my understanding that they're operating off of a permit from 1987, or the last one, and the conditions around that area has changed. Maybe they're asking for the same thing they've always been doing, but the area around is not the same as it was in 1987. It's developed dramatically, and there's plans for it to continue to change, and that's where we feel that should be looked at before it just is automatically granted.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Next speaker.
Mr. Chair, could I ask, could we have staff bring up a map of, so we can see where all these properties are located around the project site? Would that be appropriate?
Sure.
Should I wait for that or should I go ahead?
Go ahead.
Okay. Good morning, everybody. My name is Sharon Weaver. I'm the executive director of the San Joaquin River Parkway and Conservation Trust, and I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you this morning. I would like to just focus on one issue that I think was not addressed at all in the staff report, and I'm a little bit confused on why the staff ignored this issue. It's something that we brought up in our comment letter after receiving the notice of preparation. And it is the fact that the EIR that was cited in the original notice that was sent out in February does not apply to this project. It applied to the Beck property, which is a separate site that your staff member demonstrated at the, you know, during his presentation. Now, when I received the notice of this meeting, which I received by mail this last week, and the staff report was not available online until Saturday, I believe. That staff report referenced a new place where additional environmental information was available. On that new website, it's the website about the new project that's going to be coming forward in the next few years, there is a link to a supplemental EIR. But I want to point out that supplemental EIR was not included as part of the original notice. Now, the supplemental EIR does reference both of the sites that are at issue here, both the quarry site and the plant site, but it, again, is not about this project, and it's not about the quarry operations. It was specific to the processing of the Beck resources at this quarry site. So I just want to point out that there really has not been an EIR on this project ever. If you read the supplemental EIR, it says that itself right in the first few pages. It says there have been very little environmental review on this quarry site. And if you read the EIR itself, it does not by any means meet modern day standards of an EIR. Now, the bad news for me is that other people recognized this and brought up these issues in 1987 when this project was coming forward. And there's a great letter from an attorney that spells out all the inadequacies of the EIR. You can find it on page 309 of the supplemental EIR if you want to read through the problems with that EIR. But unfortunately, the county chose to certify that EIR anyway, and the project has been moving forward since then. So I just want to mention that because I think in the response to comments, I read the staff report several times to make sure I wasn't missing it somewhere. They did not address this issue. It's a major issue that you have not evaluated the environmental impacts of the current operation. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any questions? Commissioner Wolf has a question.
I'm just wondering if the staff can even respond to those questions that she's bringing up, or you guys can point. Is that not appropriate at this point? Should we wait? About the ERR referring to the exact same, or is that way off topic?
I mean, it's on topic, and she's making the point about this application and the reliance on that document. People will not agree on various issues in EIRs. As she pointed out, the document itself has exhibits that where people have different opinions. The county does believe that the EIRs are relative to them. They were relied upon on the previous CUPs that you were approved. We understand that, yes, the original first EIR was for the portion that was to the north that no longer is part of it, but it did look at the project and gave us information on sound and other information. But it was the environmental document that has been used and has been continued to be used. And we don't believe there's been any change that warrants it. I understand that we're not going to have agreement on certain issues, but that currently is the county's position, is that the previous environmental documents that have been used are appropriate. We understand that not some people don't feel they were appropriate, that they weren't adequate. But again, the question before us is there substantial evidence that there's an impact or something wasn't studied or something else? No one's given us specific information to that effect that we feel warrants us doing an additional environmental document. Now, I understand not everyone's going to agree with that.
Are there any other speakers in opposition to this application?
Yes.
Okay, come forward, please.
Hi, my name is Brian McNally. My address is 15310 Bluffview Avenue. I live in the Riverview Ranch community across the street from the CEMEX quarry, which is the top green area, the largest green area. I want to discuss something else, but going off what Ms. Weaver just said, I believe the area that's outlined in yellow is the Beck property, and there was an EIR that was done for that area. There was an EIR that was once done for the plant site, which is the bottom green. I don't think that an EIR has ever been completed for the middle area that is the largest area in green, which is the quarry site right across from our property. I could be wrong about that. I don't believe that there has ever been an EIR for that site. There have been conditional use permits, but there has never been an EIR to my understanding. That may be an issue. I'll leave that to potentially attorneys, except for attorneys for CEMEX to determine. I just wanted to say for those of us that live here, that grew up here, can you think of a more beautiful natural resource in all of Fresno County, or even the entire Central Valley, than that corridor of the San Joaquin River that goes from Millerton? And I'm talking about on the valley floor, not including the mountains. From Millerton to 99, it is gorgeous. And the opportunity that we have to develop that for not to develop it for communities, but to create parkland out there, like the San Joaquin River Parkway and Conservation Trust is looking at doing, is tremendous. And the economic impact to our county would be much greater if we could develop that. I can imagine, I know someone was here from the EDC earlier this morning. I don't expect them to speak on this issue, but I know that, you know, they love to put out pamphlets telling companies all the wonderful things about our county and why they should relocate their businesses here. And I can only imagine if there was a beautiful parkway on the San Joaquin River, how much that would help them market our community. There are, as Mr. Warner stated earlier, other locations that can be used for quarries. They don't have to be outside of Fresno County. There is one very large quarry that's relatively new. It's not in Fresno County, it's in Madera County, but it's a stone's throw away from this quarry, run by Vulcan. And if you ever are out by 145 and 41, it is a gigantic endeavor. It looks like it can provide much of what we need. But I understand the jobs are important to the people here that work for CEMEX as well. I would think that CEMEX has been looking at a plan B and a plan C, because the writing should be on the wall for extracting minerals from right on the San Joaquin River. The writing should be on the wall that this community wants a parkway. We want something beautiful there that is for all of our constituents. And I think if they cared about their workers, if CEMEX cared about their workers, they would have a plan B and plan C. Have they talked to you about a plan B or a plan C?
Refer your
Probably
question.
Probably not.
Yeah, this way.
I hope that they're looking for at other land that they can extract gravel from. But the time has come for it to stop on the San Joaquin River. And I'll conclude my comments. I don't know if there are any questions.
Any questions? Thank you very much.
Good morning. My name is Kevin Plug. I live at 15150 Mesa View Avenue. That's the neighborhood directly across the street from the quarry. And I just wanted to start by saying we have no problem with the company CEMEX, the type of business, and most definitely the employees. We're opposing the extension because of the location. We're fighting to protect our home values and the quality of our life at home. The quarry has been operating for 109 years. Homes have evolved in the area. The staff analysis says that nothing has changed since the current ER, which was established in 1987. But the area has, in fact, changed considerably, and there's an impact on the residents from the quarry. Additional dust, noise, exhaust fumes, they're the main issues. Some of you may ask, why would you move next to an existing quarry and then complain about it? I would agree with you. I would side with you on that. It's like buying a house next to an airport and then complaining about the aircraft noise. But prior to the purchasing of our home, it's my wife and I, we checked the quarry information. The permit said that they would be ending operations in 2023. That information was a big factor for our decision to move here. We decided we would tolerate the additional dust, the noise, and the exhaust fumes until 2023. Then the area will be reclaimed and restored to its original habitat, which is according to the CUP. It never occurred to us a continuance would be requested since they've already been mining for almost 110 years. Nor did it occur to us that local leaders would even consider allowing that, since houses have been built in the general area. Housing is there. I ask that you do use good judgment and common sense. And I'm asking that you choose the denial action for the extension. Stick with the existing plan. Housing has evolved over the 109 years and will continue in the area. It's time for the quarry to relocate to an unpopulated area. And I would also like to address from staff that on the air pollution control dust complaints. I have to say, I personally did call a few in. The way it works with the air pollution control district is that if there is dust in the air, and let's say I notice it, and I deal with it for about 10 to 15 minutes, and it is just chugging and chugging dust, I finally call them. And it may continue for an additional 40 minutes. But by the time the air pollution control district responds out, it's usually about an hour. They're not 911. They're not immediate. And maybe by the last 10 to 20 minutes or so, they have caught up to the dust and they've been able to handle it. So by the time the representative from APCD shows, it looks good. And I have to agree, it does look good. I would not have called had it looked like this the whole time. So please understand that when all the dust complaints from myself and whomever else, their report was, no, it looks fine. It wasn't fine for a long duration of time prior to their arrival. That's about it for me. I'll answer any questions.
Any questions? Commissioner Wolf.
Is there anything that you could work with this group in order, I mean, rather than seeing them, obviously, first choice is that you see them leave, but would you be willing to work with them on anything if they said, hey, we'll do this or this or this? Is there anything you can suggest?
When you say group, are you talking CMEX?
Yes.
The company? Honestly, miss, I have to say that I have to kind of side with Mr. Warner right behind me, my neighbor. How he says in the last 4 years, it has drastically changed. It has. And the thing is that they migrate in between the borders that are within the green. When my wife and I had first moved there, we honestly thought that they had already mined the area directly across from us because it had big holes in it. You could tell it wasn't natural. It had been excavated. And now they had come back, which surprised us. And it's made a drastic change, not just the dust, but the eyesore, the noise. I noticed this morning, first thing when I went out in my backyard, I thought, my God, is it Saturday? Because that's when they don't operate, is on a weekend. And then I knew a lot of the employees were going to be here because they were not there excavating. And I understand it's the nature of the beast. I get it. I'm not blaming them. But what I'm saying is they're in a spot that has developed. It's just time to move. Their contract, their current contract, was supposed to have ended in July of this year. We just want to stick to the original contract. That's what I think is fair, Miss Wolf.
Any other questions? Thank you very much.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Anyone else to speak in opposition?
Hi, my name is Venus Warner. I'm Gary Warner's wife. Our address is 15264 Mesa View Avenue. My big concern is water. We live, you know, our homes, we're on a well, and when you continue to dig down continuously, it has a problem affecting, you know, CMEX has a problem affecting our well. Your Great Seal has water on it. We need water to survive. So, you know, I know CMEX employees, you know, I know they need their job. My husband, he employs six people. They need their job. You know, there's other employees in the neighbors that employ people, you know, as well in our neighborhood. So we understand jobs are necessary, aggregate is necessary, but we need the water. We need that resource for all of California, not just Fresno, but all going, flowing all the way out to the ocean. Water is necessary. And, you know, I hope there is a denial in the 1 year and in the 4 year, because it has been long enough. you know, 109 years. Yeah, that's something to tout about. You know, I totally agree. You know, they have employed people for that long. Good for them. But you're going to need to do it somewhere else where there's not people being directly affected by their water, you know, because it is the report that my husband put in. If they go down much deeper, they're going to start affecting our water and the suitability of drinkability of it for us. Are you guys going to want to do what Flint, Michigan did for us? Continue to pay for, you know, good drinking water? I don't think so. So that's it.
Thank you. Anyone else to speak in opposition to this application?
I'm just looking for a laser pointer so I can reference some things. Is this it? Okay, I got it. Okay. My name is Jim Durando. Good morning. I'm a third generation resident and live adjacent to the mine site. I grew up on what is referenced as the Beck property there. My dad got tired of farming when he turned 60. I didn't want to farm because I like getting paid every month. And he sold the ranch to three dentists. The last of them surviving is the one whose name is up there. Transparency, timely notification, and communication. These are three components that can lead to creating a great foundation for working together towards a goal. We haven't had the benefit of those items in regard to this project and process. We were asked to be part of the scoping process for the Rockfield CUP in the summer of 2020. I sent in my questions and concerns to the appropriate people in the county of Fresno office as instructed. In fact, it was to two different people because Christina Monfette left partway through. My wife and many of my neighbors who you've heard from today and other people also sent in scoping responses. None of us ever got any response. We never saw an analysis or what was collected. And 3 years later, which is now, we've never been given any indication to explain the outcomes. Who got those questions and comments? What happened to them? Those should have been part of the basis to create an EIR for this project that's coming that would address the various issues of the project. Then in June of 2020, on June 24th, we participated in the Zoom meeting with the supervisors regarding the Rockfield CUP. We were never given a copy of the transcript of that meeting. We didn't even get a summary. We've never heard from the county about the existing, well, we heard about the extension a few days back, but from the other project, I believe it ends in 666, 3666. We've never heard from them since 2020. So 3 years virtually have passed with no information.
Mr. Durando, you're referring to the
other
application.
The future application that we're not supposed to talk about.
Well, and that's correct. We really need to stick
that's fine.
This one, if you would.
My question, one of my questions is, where's the EIR for the current CEMEX CUP that is looking for the extension? Is it the EIR that was used for the Beck property? To the best of my ability, that's what I was able to find out. That seems like a stretch to use a 36-year-old EIR for a property that was mined out in 2009 by CEMEX, and it's property not owned by CEMEX. Currently, if I can reference this, is there an on button?
You slide.
Okay. There we go. Nope, flashlight. It's like IQ test. Kind of, okay. So my property is right here. This is the property line that separates the south boundary of the Breck property. When Friant Road was moved in 1959, they realigned and we had 6+ acres on this side of the road that were continuous, and this was our ranch property. It was about 373 acres.
Mr. Durando, can you also point over there? So some of us.
Yes. So this is my property right there, and this is the Riverview Estates that other people have referenced. So they're directly across. I'm adjacent to and just separated by the highway. So the property was mined out in 2009. The EIR that was put in for the Beck project seemed to be very lacking, even for 1987. Their major concerns were traffic numbers and noise produced, and pretty much it. Nothing with biologicals, water quality, any of those other aspects. The portion of the CUP that covers restoration for the Beck project sure differs from what I see every day as I drive by, because CUP, the restoration was supposed to involve grading and replacement of topsoil into areas and some of the overburden that was removed. Those were used to make berms. But basically, what I see is the final grade was done probably pretty close to what was required. But then there was no planting, and everything was just due to just biological secondary succession. Stuff was gone. Things came in and regrew. And the things that came in and regrew are non-native grasses and pioneer shrubs. And it's a far description from the CUP for the Beck project, which is still being used, which described ponds, graded banks, and native plants creating a riparian habitat, which, because it's a pond, it really wouldn't ever be a riparian habitat. Those are with flowing water. The current CUP for CEMEX projects should not be allowed to be granted an extension unless an EIR is produced for that project at their location at this time. 37 years is a long time. Two casinos up the road. We've noticed, you know, multiple folds of increases of traffic that now goes 24 hours a day. So the adjacent property that was mined out seems like a poor shortcut to take. It certainly does not correspond to the spirit of CEQA. CEQA was initiated in 1970, and it helps to protect air, water, quality, and cultural resources. It assesses environmental impacts and feasible mitigation measures to avoid significant problems. It promotes, and this is what's missing, transparency and public participation, while making reports available to the public for review and comments. And again, that's part of that transparency. Just real quickly in summing, in preparation of a draft EIR, which was addressed to responsible agencies, other interested agencies, and members of the public, the County of Fresno was indicated as the lead agency and will prepare the EIR for the project. A quote from that document states, "Your agency will need to use the EIR prepared by agency when considering your permit." And that was signed by Marianne Mulring on June 3rd of 2020. And it said, again, technical studies will be available when review and revisions are complete. And I guess that still hasn't happened. Fish and Game was one of the respondents, and they had a clearinghouse document from the state of California that indicated that mitigation measures were needed for at least 3 threatened species, the Swainson's hawk, the tiger salamander, and the burrowing owl. The tiger salamander and burrowing owl are obviously terrestrial things, and they both depend on rodent burrows for their survival throughout the year. The Swainson's hawk, Fish and Game suggested a 1/2 mile barrier from May until September if they were found nesting there. They were also concerned about the subsurface flow that could change even with this increased 4 years or 1 year or no year as that continues to get mined, that subsurface flows could change between the river. And they're concerned because, you know, they've spent millions and millions of dollars on reestablishing the coho salmon population. It is viable, and they're in the river currently. And at this point, I would thank you for listening. Be happy to address any questions.
Thank you. Any questions? Thank you very much. Anyone else to speak in opposition to this application?
Hello, my name is Jean Hazgen. I'm a resident of Fresno County, living at 5493 North Roosevelt Avenue. Pardon?
What's your last name?
Jean Hazgen. G-U-N-N. I've been listening to all this, and I think the thing that worries me the most, and should worry everyone, is that during the course of CMEX's existence and what they're doing to Fresno County, over 100 years worth of things, the climate has changed, and it hasn't changed for the better. We, as inhabitants of Mother Earth, haven't really changed the way we do things either. Thus, we are in the situation that we find ourselves in now. The environment is deteriorating. We all know that. And I think everything we act upon and decide upon should have to do with saving what's left of the environment. Whether it's CMEX people, and I think it's a good company, finding other ways to make a living so they're not tearing the earth down continually so that we can't live here anymore, and that's what's happening. Or doing their part a little at a time. I think we have to think long term, not just an environmental impact report, which is obviously the most important thing if it ever happens. But we need to think long-term. Environmental changes we have been going through are not for the better. The world is experiencing this. If we wish to exist in the world, not just to make cement mines and more roads, but to be able to provide food and water for ourselves, then we need to change our way of thinking, and everything we do and act upon needs to reflect the preservation of what's left of our environment.
Thank you very much. Anyone else to speak in opposition to this application? Seeing none, I'm not going to close the public portion at this time. I'm going to ask if the applicant, in particular Mr. Mitchell, would like to offer a rebuttal.
Yes, sir.
Following that, I will ask for one speaker for sure rebuttal to address only the comments that might be raised by Mr. Mitchell. You ready?
Thank you for the opportunity for rebuttal. I have 5 points. First, I know you all know this, but I'm stating it for the record, this isn't the modification project. Both the first speaker and Mr. Durando, Mrs. Durando, focused on the modification project. I know you know that, Chair, because you were pointing that out. They're referring to letters on the scoping session in August of 2020 on the modification project. The thing we're here today on the extension project, we didn't even file the application until December of 2022. So things that happened in August 2020 are irrelevant to this proceeding in our view. Second, one of the opponent speakers mentioned they had a 2-week notice. There were multiple letters submitted by many of the people who are speaking today in late February 2023, which is when the county had first elicited comments on the CUP extension project, February 2023. 4 months ago. And in fact, as I think the planning commissioners probably all know, this hearing was continued twice. It was originally set for April, then May, and for a variety of reasons, ended up in June. So there's been significantly more than 2 weeks' notice for the hearing we're at here today. Third point, in my opinion, your county staff may not agree with this. We got to the same conclusion on CEQA mentioned earlier, three different roads to get there. But for purposes of my position on the CEQA compliance vehicle, the whole discussion about which EIR was where on what property is irrelevant to this proceeding because the impacts of this extension request are measured against a CEQA baseline. There's two cases, the FAT case in Sacramento County, where an airport was illegally created and later permitted, and the Riverwatch case in San Diego County, where mining, aggregate mining occurred in a creek and was later permitted. Illegally created operations, which CEMEX, of course, isn't. Even in those cases, the appellate courts held, that even an illegally created baseline is still the CEQA baseline. And if you have an illegal activity, it's an enforcement action for the county. It's not a CEQA baseline issue for the county. So the point is, it's the baseline that drives the CEQA analysis, not whether or not an EIR was on Beck Ranch or the plant or the quarry, and without even getting into the details of whether we agree with that factual assertion. Fourth point, which interrelates to the third, we don't need an EIR to extend a conditional use permit. The Fifth District Court of Appeal North Coast case, which I explained in my presentation, explicitly says that. And they're the controlling appellate court for Fresno County and most of the Central Valley. Next comment. Sorry, I have six, not five. I missed one. The comments by Mr. Durando, at least I'll explain. Staff can tell him this too, but all his scoping comments and all their group scoping comments that you heard through half the speakers occurring in August of 2020 in that era, they do all get answered. We're just not there yet. They're all answered when the draft EIR is released. And the reason they haven't gotten an answer is the draft EIR hasn't been completed yet, as Mr. Randall pointed out, and will be sometime, who knows, my guess is in the next 6-12 months. That's when their August 2020 comments are answered. That's how the process works. There's a scope. What do you want in the EIR? They give comment letters. The EIR then addresses those. We're just not there yet, which gets into why we need more than a year, of course, back into my earlier discussion. And then the final thought for consideration for the planning commissioners is ultimately you all represent Fresno County. I know you sometimes are in certain districts of the county, but at the end of the day, the planning commission is supposed to do what's in the interest of Fresno County residents as a whole. And we know there's concern by neighbors across the street in a couple different neighborhoods who all spoke here today regarding their concerns. And, you know, we're willing to talk to them about some of those concerns. But the other thing that's going on here, there's greater needs of the county for jobs and aggregate resources to build and maintain this county. And that's a need of the entire Fresno County. Everybody in Fresno County needs operations like this. So I would just leave you with that thought. I'd be glad to answer any questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any questions? Commissioner Wolf.
I'm wondering if you have or have ever met, and I'm also thinking of Christine Jones, who's the manager, if she's ever met with the neighbors, if she's ever to try to address some of their concerns moving forward. It sounds like an awful lot of neighbors thought the whole thing was closing its doors in 2023. If she's ever worked with them to try to come up with a solution so that everybody could be happy, some type of an accommodation, anything like that. Has that ever happened?
I can't answer that question because I wouldn't be the one at those meetings, but can you speak to that, Christine?
That's the no. It's a no.
I guess we would like to answer the question. So
Christine
Jones, and I am just the project manager, so I manage a number of projects all over California. I have recently, had conversations with the Durandos regarding a recent issue having to do with the driveway. And so, it came through the county in a way, but I think we did come to resolution on that. But Pete LaCastro has been the longtime employee and is now area manager out there for the Rockfield project and quarry and plant site. So he would be better able to answer your question about some few past interactions.
So what exactly is, have I spoke to neighbors? Yes, I've spoke to neighbors in the past. I've been out there for 30 years, roughly, give or